You'll often hear people who are longer-term smokers say that in the beginning it really hurt to smoke. In fact, what they had to do was learn how to inhale. I've always loved that term when people say, oh, they had to learn how to inhale, because what happens is the first time they take a puff on a cigarette, it really hurts a lot. You'll find people coughing and gagging. Some people throw up if it's too intense. But it really is a burning sensation. It's the body's way of telling you, don't do this. This is insane. But if people keep working at it, if they keep on working through the pain, they eventually will tell you they now have learned how to inhale, and it doesn't hurt anymore. What's interesting now is if you ask them, what did you do different? If the inhale that stopped hurting was your 10th, or your 50th, or your 100th, what did you do different then on that inhale that made it stop hurting? They'll get a blank look on their face, because you know what? They cannot come up with anything different about how they inhaled that's the one that finally stopped, you know, causing pain, how that was any different than any of the prior inhales. Well, it was no different. They did exactly the same thing. The one thing that had changed was they wiped out nerve cells that are inside their respiratory tract, which were telling them all along, don't inhale smoke, you're destroying tissue. We have cells in the lining of our windpipe that basically, they're designed where if you're in the middle of a forest fire and you're getting nervous, it's probably still not the best time to take deep breathing exercises to calm yourself down. You shouldn't be inhaling smoke. So we've got nerve cells that line our whole respiratory tract that basically are telling us when something coming in is irritating and eventually destroying tissue. The first thing you do as a smoker is wipe out those nerve cells. It's kind of like sitting and hitting your hand with a hammer for 3 or 4 days straight. Oh, on the 3rd or 4th day, you won't feel anything. You can pound away. Oh, you'll still shatter bones, but you wiped out the nerve cells from the first few days of pounding. This won't be much different now at this point in time. That's the assault that went on in the lung. They kept on taking more and more puffs. They kept on inhaling more and more smoke, and the chemicals in this smoke was destroying tissue. It was wiping out the cilia. It first paralyzes it and then destroys it, and that's why people are more prone to infections, but the nerve cells are also taken out, allowing them to inhale more and more throughout their life. When a person quits smoking, these nerve cells may or will start to regenerate, and as it regenerates, people may very well start to feel some very powerful, you know, irritation throughout the respiratory tract. Some people will get burning sensations, will get literal pain, and now they're afraid, like, oh my gosh, what is quitting doing to me? Quitting smoking isn't doing anything to them. Quitting smoking is allowing the cells to regenerate, the nerve cells, and now they're feeling all the irritation and destruction that was going on for all those years that never had the ability to heal before. It's kind of like when a person breaks their arm. If a person breaks their arm, it hurts at the time of the break. It hurts a lot. But then after going to a hospital, getting the arm set, putting it in a band, after a few days, it really doesn't hurt that much. What will happen often is the skin will itch, but the bone itself, that won't be very painful once you get through a few days, once you keep it set in that position. When it will start to hurt is when you try to get the arm now out of the sling and start to be able to use it again because it has now healed. Well, when you start to move that arm, it hurts a lot. In fact, some people may get the feeling like it hurts so much that they're not going to do this motion. You know, this motion hurts. Well, that's fine as long as they're willing to, you know, not have use of that arm anymore and just have it as a hanging appendage that does nothing in one position. You force yourself to put up with that pain, so you really do get used to that arm again. Well, in a sense, when a person quits smoking, these nerve cells start to regenerate. You start to feel the destruction that was going on, but it's a healing process going on. You now have cells in place that will warn you when there's a problem going on in this particular tissue. Once you get over the initial healing process, again, these pains should stop. And then, to never face it again, to never face the pain that's caused by smoking a cigarette. And worse yet, the destruction and the painting of the cancer-producing chemicals that have its own implications, again, of causing cancer and all the other problems that go with being a smoker. The way to avoid all that in the future is now, again, just sticking with the commitment you made, hopefully the day you quit, to never take another puff.